So yeah, here in Colorado, this year in 2017, we are looking at 81 cents to the dollar that women are earning compared to men. And this has really fluctuated over the years. We've been anywhere from 72 cents to the dollar to now 81 cents on the dollar in the last few years. But I think it's also important, specific to Colorado, to also look at, you know, breaking out women. We really talk about equal pay day as kind of the average woman's salary compared to the average men's salary. But at 9 to 5, it's really important that we break this down further, particularly knowing that women of color, especially women with disabilities, mothers, transgender women, all face even higher rates of disparity and higher pay gaps. So, for example, in Colorado, when you compare white women's earnings to white men's earnings, and white men are, of course, the highest earning category, we find that white women are earning 78 cents to white men's dollar. When you look at Asian women, you then see that Asian women are earning 70 cents to a white man's dollar. Black women are earning 64 cents to a white man's dollar. Native women are earning 58 cents to a white man's dollar. And Latina women are only earning 54 cents to every dollar that a white man makes. So this is really symbolic of deeper inequities, systemic barriers that women of color, marginalized women, more economically exploited women face compared to their male counterparts, and especially white male counterparts.
So when we talk about that, is this reflective of the fact that these women are doing jobs or are relegated to industries that are chronically low paid, or are women doing the same jobs as men but getting paid less for doing the exact same work?
It's actually both. So we still have cases today where, and 9 to 5, I should qualify that we are an organization of working women across Colorado, especially women in low-wage working jobs. We have thousands of members and supporters, and we've collected dozens of stories from our members who actually have gone through a very blatant discrimination. They're literally doing the same job as a man in their workplace and found out that they were being paid less. So that story is still relevant in 2017. But on top of that, there's also a number of other factors that contribute to this wage gap. So for example, like you mentioned earlier, women who professions that women are channeled into are devalued and not paid as much. So even though they may require similar levels of education, training, skill as a comparable profession that is tends to be dominated by men, the industry that women are in, the fields, the careers, the types of jobs that women are segregated in are valued lower and they're paid less. So it's actually both of those factors.
Is another factor maternity leave or the lack of family leave in general, and the fact that women are often penalized monetarily for taking time out to have babies, for taking time out to care for other people in their families, given that women are, in the vast majority of cases, the caregiver for elderly parents or people who are sick in the family? Is that also contributing to this pay gap?
Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely right, that women continue to be the primary caregivers in families. And so that whether that's taking care of a newborn child, whether that's taking care of an elderly parent, an elderly partner, taking care of children who are going through serious illnesses or just going through regular everyday sicknesses, we do not have, especially here in Colorado, we don't have either paid sick or paid family medical leave programs at this point. Which has a huge impact on women in particular. And I'll highlight again, especially for women of color, who are the most likely to be in jobs that do not have access to paid leave. So only 13% of folks in this country have access to paid leave through a private employer. Everybody else is on their own. And this has a huge impact on the wage gap because women are either forced to take unpaid time to do the caregiving that still predominantly falls on them, and women are also actually forced out of the workplace. So there's many statistics that show that when we have access to a paid family leave, paid maternity leave, paid medical leave, women are much more likely to come back into the workforce and report increased earnings compared to women who don't have access to those policies. So, you know, over a lifetime, you know, as women are forced to be in and out of the workforce or forced to take unpaid time off, this impacts their overall earnings. It also impacts their ability to kind of maintain and increase earnings over their career. And so, in fact, there are what they call a 7% tax, you know, on a motherhood tax is what folks have called it. You know, in addition to that, they actually are also facing a very high cost of childcare. So that, compounded with the lack of paid leave, forces many women out of the workplace.
I know that 9to5 is supportive of some legislation that would go some way to addressing some of that. Could you tell us what's happening here in Colorado in terms of legislation that could help with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, 9to5 is leading the organizing and a coalition to support the Colorado Family Act, which was just introduced in the legislature last week. It's House Bill 17-1307, for folks who want to look that up. And this is a paid family medical leave insurance act that would guarantee all Colorado workers up to 12 weeks of paid leave to care for themselves and their families. So if you are taking care of yourself for a serious personal illness, if you are taking care of a family member, an immediate family member, and if you are trying to bond with a newborn child, then you would have access to this paid leave insurance program. This program is, in fact, entirely funded and sustained through employee contributions. So all workers in Colorado would contribute a small premium, about $2 to $5 at the most, each week into a state-administered insurance program. And making these contributions, these premium insurance premium contributions, would then give you access to up to 12 weeks of paid family medical leave.